Hi, Gordon Smith with you again. This is my audio blog to complement the photo blog I maintain. Today's blog is to accompany the photograph for August the 26th. I've called it Lines and Nature, and it's to be found on my photo blog site, which is las.new-england.net.au, and on the little calendar you would want to click August 26th to find the photograph. Now, I live in bushland myself, 100 acres or 40 hectares of Australian bush, lots of trees. And this photograph is, to me, an interesting contrast between that which is man-made and that which isn't. The man-made structure, a building with lots of vertical lines, horizontal lines, sitting amidst bushes in the foreground and gum trees in the background. It's, to me, it's a nice framing of the man-made structure. Color-wise, the building is silver and grey and with black metal framework. It's, I guess you could say it almost blends into the bushland, which in the photograph has bits of shade giving the darker appearance. It's certainly not a stark contrast. As I said, some might say that it actually blends in. I think that's just a false sense of appearance, because to the left and right of the image are other buildings which would detract from that nice blending. Living in the bush, I enjoy the natural appearance, but I must say I can't stand the power lines that go everywhere. Those horizontal lines with vertical towers spaced every several hundred meters. It just gives a negative feeling when I look at them. I try not to look at them. Anyway, we have to have power to keep everything going. And it's just absolutely not economically feasible to put all those power lines underground, so I guess that's not going to change. So there you have it, a few minutes on my thoughts to accompany the photograph for the 26th of August, Lines and Nature, on las.new-england.net.au. I'll catch you later.